Winx has had a gallop at Rosehill Gardens this morning. She's been paraded back into the mounting yard for the waiting media, and Chris Waller and Huey Bowman have addressed the media as well, but it's all systems go. Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Always. I mean, every gallop, I think they just make sure. God, yeah. She's okay.
She's all right.
Is she all right? Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, especially this Thursday morning one. It's just a bit of a maintenance gallop, isn't it? Just to top her off before Saturday on the weekend. So the all systems go for her. I'm in the city at the moment at Randwick. It's actually raining pretty significantly in the city at the moment. I'm not sure what it's like at Rose Hill at the moment out there for Winx's track gallop, but I suppose that track's probably going to be more of a top-up today, just looking at the weather forecast, and hopefully it finds up for Friday and Saturday. The punters aren't shy, boys. A couple of $100,000 plus bets on both the Winx and the Autumn Sun yesterday with Tab to win their respective race in the George Wright and the Rose Hill Giddies on the weekend. Another brave punter, but more often than not, they've got it right.
Yeah, they have, in particular with Winx. I'd be more confident with Winx, obviously. Geez, that's a big statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd be more confident with Winx.
Geez, you got him hanging out there in the breeze there, Loz.
Hey, listen, what's going on with this He's Eminent?
Yeah, fascinating runner, Laurie. First, probably, well, I was going to say overseas trained runner for the Sydney Autumn Carnival this year. Former European, had some really top-class three-year-old form over there in Europe, and he sort of lost his way a little bit last season. And Sir Peter Vella, the owner, transferred him down to the Southern Hemisphere. He's being trained by Sir Mark Todd, who I believe has come out of retirement to train the horse. Sir Mark Todd obviously is a multiple gold medal-winning Olympian and equestrian. So he's going to bring the horse across for the Randvet Stakes at Rosehill on the weekend. I suppose this run is probably going to be his real top-up run before the Queensland Stakes. They sort of mark that down his main target. Now, he's obviously going to bump into Winx there. He's probably going to be running to second. But interesting to see how he goes. If he brings some of that top-class European three-year-old form he had, he'll be very competitive in a couple of races like the Randvet and the Queen Elizabeth.
And Frankel. Is that right?
Yeah.
Frankel.
Obviously, he's a fascinating runner, isn't he? So it's good to see a few of these overseas horses come down in the carnival. We have struggled, haven't we, since the introduction of the championships to really attract overseas horses in numbers. This is a really awkward time of the year, isn't it, to try and get those European or Japanese horses to come down here for the Sydney Autumn Carnival. But I think if we have sort of three or four each year, it's probably a pass mark.
Well, Dubai is so much easier for them, and we virtually clash with that big World Cup meeting.
Yeah, that's right, TK. A lot of those Europeans look to go to Dubai, and now we're seeing a lot of Australian horses heading over to Dubai as well to take on a couple of races. Vedora's going over to Dubai. Brave Smasher just arrived over there as well for Chris Lees and Australian Budstock. So it's a pretty important carnival, and as you mentioned there, big World Cup meeting always clashes around Golden Slipper weekend, so it's very hard to line them up, and it's a lot more easier for the Europeans just to get to Dubai and come all the way down to Australia.
I saw that vision of Brave Smash arriving and the cargo door sort of opens and there's Dubai, and I reckon he thinks, geez, it's hot here. I mean, that's what everyone says when they arrive. Geez, it's hot here. Anyway, I'm sure Brave Smash will race extremely well. Mate, tell us about this... Well, he's an overseas superstar jockey, really, to ride Loving Gabby.
Yeah, Oisin Murphy, TK, coming out to ride Loving Gabby. There was a lot of, well, I wouldn't say confusion, but there was a few nerves earlier in the week. Because, of course, the filly wasn't guaranteed to get a start in the race until probably Monday morning when Godolphin decided not to play it with a theory. So they were sort of on edge whether to book his flights down to come down to Australia to ride Loving Gabby in the Golden Slipper. So Oisin Murphy has carved out a remarkable career in the last couple of years over there in Europe. He's really been flying. If you remember correctly, he came down to Australia, I think probably 4 or 5 years ago at least now, to do a bit of riding when he was a young man. And he obviously returned to Australia last year to ride Van Battle behind Winx in the Cox Plate for Saeed Bin Saror. So good to see an overseas jockey come down for the Golden Slipper. He would have done his homework, I suppose, to see how the filly's going to prepare for this race. And I really do think that Loving Gabby might be a bit of a sleeper in this Golden Slipper on the weekend. She's obviously relatively unexposed with only a couple of starts. I'm surprised they didn't give her a start up here in Sydney before the Golden Slipper, opted only to trial her. But if she turns up with her A game, she just might be the sleeper in this race on the weekend.
Fantastic, mate. And we've got the provincial championship that was moved from Gosford. She's where the kiss of death. We've been to Gosford twice in the last 3 years, and on both those occasions, the Gosford meeting's been cancelled or postponed. But the provincial championship will be staged at Newcastle today.
Yeah, looking forward to that race, and all systems go ready for the slipper day on Saturday at Rose Hill.
We look forward to it. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.